Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 260 podcast episodes about our incredible city. In this one, we hear from Lena DeLeet of Summerfest and Summerfest Tech to learn more about what's happening with Summerfest Tech 2024. Tim Dixon, a huge part of how Summerfest Tech comes together, also joins us, as well as surprise guest Derek Hyde from the Milwaukee Brewers. What's up for Summerfest Tech 2024, including some new twists? How does Summerfest Tech help the entire ecosystem, from mentoring to continuing education credits? Can you still register for Summerfest Tech for free and get a 3-day Summerfest pass with your free registration? And ending with when and where everything is taking place this year. All of this and more in an absolutely lively and fun episode recorded live in the brew room of the J. Leinenkugel's Barrel Yard in American Family Field, home of your Milwaukee Brewers. Experience Milwaukee is generously presented by Nicolet Law. Also, look for our Milwaukee Legends series in our stream, which is sponsored by Harley Davidson. Our home studio is in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe, and our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. Oh, and if you like getting the inside scoop on what's happening in and around the city, including some awesome giveaways each and every Monday, check out our free daily text at textmke.com. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Lena.
Hi, guys.
We almost had the back and forth until Steve decided to jump over.
I like to talk over you all the time.
Yeah.
Back together again.
Back together.
Here we are.
We got some applause.
Gangs all here.
Woo! Applause time. We have a live audience.
Silence.
A little bit delayed, but all good.
That wasn't a sound effect.
That was generative AI, guys, right there.
Yeah.
We're in the brew room
at J. Leinenkugel's Barrel Yard inside the M Fam Field here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
We are we're only a few days away from baseball.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, we are
overlooking the new video board right there in center field.
We talked about so much for
AmFam.
Yes, it's. I did not even notice it. Tim noticed it. It's giant.
Yeah,
it's a huge screen.
Good.
That's awesome.
When I'm on it this summer, it's going
to
look great.
I can't wait to see that mug on that screen, Tim.
I'll take a photo.
Maybe a Experience Milwaukee podcast.
Maybe you pop on that shirt we gave you and do the recording.
You will get on it too. By the end of the season.
He will. Anyway, we're here talking about Summerfest Tech.
Woo!
It's back. It's back, baby.
Just as soon as we left it last year,
we are right back here talking about it.
It goes by so quick.
We start planning right away. I mean, we're thinking about topics. I mean, we talked about topics we're talking about this year, last year, right? It's similar to Summerfest, where you're thinking ahead as far as you can, because it's just how it works. The cycle works. I'm already thinking about where it's going to be in 2025, right?
Where is it going to be in 2025?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I have a couple places in mind,
Breaking.
2024 is more important right now.
What? Okay. So we have a lot to talk about. Welcome back. Tim, what is this, seventh time? Eighth time?
My seventh Experience Milwaukee podcast.
Yes.
My fourth Summerfest Tech.
Nice. Woo.
Very nice. Woo. Very
Let's
nice.
Hear it, audience. Come on, audience. Yeah, there you go.
I must say, and this is no joke, both have gotten better each and every time.
They have, haven't
right
they?
Mm-hmm.
I really completely agree.
Also, Lena, as long as we're talking about the past,
do you remember the very first time
we were in a golf cart with you together?
Oh, gosh, the drama.
I'm pretty sure Steve hasn't stopped having nightmares about it.
Just don't ever do that.
No, don't ever go.
He's enjoying the adrenaline rush of flying around in that little
thing. The golf cart that goes 5 miles an hour.
Yeah. Steve was on the back, clean.
There were spider webs.
That's true.
You were white knuckling that thing.
Zipping around Summerfest grounds. My shoe fell off at one point.
That is not even true.
No, not at all.
Scraped my arm
Steve
on something.
Steve looks exactly the same as I remember when I met him.
Thanks. Yep. Drunk. No, anyway. Summerfest Tech. What? Why are you guys? What is the involvement here, Tim? You're back on all this stuff. You're still here. What do you what?
Whatever. That
what role do you? Each of you play on this
Against
Summerfest
all
tech
odds,
thing?
Against
Tim's
all
odds,
here.
Tim has made it back.
Yes, he's still part of it.
Nobody knew.
Which is amazing. I mean, Tim could not be a bigger cheerleader for this event. That's very true, honest, straightforward.
He brings a lot of energy, a lot of partnerships,
yes,
speaker ideas, topic ideas.
There's a reason he sits on the steering committee. Passion. I mean, there's a reason he helps drive what this event is. I think he has really good vision. He's been part of tech ecosystems across the country, so he's bringing a really
nice perspective
deep,
on that.
Yeah, deep perspective on what it could be and what it continues to grow into. And I couldn't do it without him because he has that strong tie to the corporate ecosystem that thankfully I have some with Summerfest tie to it, but he's got a lot of the great relationships and partnerships and sees the value in this for Milwaukee in the Midwest. And it's, I couldn't do it without him. And that's what I do is I run the event. So I'm just really,
and I couldn't do it without Lena.
Yes, exactly.
None of us could.
He brings the content. You know, I try to start with some ideas based on my limited knowledge, but really the event operation side of it is where I come into play. And then when it comes to content, it's Tim and some of our other steering committee members that really help shape that. So that it's the most relevant it possibly can be. When you plan an event 9 months out, it's hard sometimes to be as cutting edge as possible, but I think we're there this year, and I think that we've even reserved space for last minute content that is the most relevant it can be.
Yeah.
So I would say this, since Lena just embarrassed me for the last couple of minutes.
No. Do you get embarrassed?
We are just scratching the surface, folks.
Yes.
I mean, think about last year, 2023. ChatGPT wasn't even.
No.
I know.
That was like December 2022, right?
And now we have a whole curriculum. So the thing about technology evolving this quickly from year to year means this conference will evolve this quickly from year to year, and we are just scratching the surface. Even when we look back 3 or 4 years ago, expecting where we are today from back then, no way could we imagine that.
Yeah.
So this thing is, I think, is blowing up. I think it's blowing up from a publicity standpoint, a press perspective, from a nationwide perspective, from a global perspective. As the tech continues to evolve, this will just become bigger, and it all goes back to Milwaukee.
And we take that seriously. I mean, it's part of our year-over-year strategy is how do we get out into different ecosystems? So we still want to get out in Milwaukee. Doing stuff like this is certainly an important part of that. Marketing here, going to all the different tech events and letting people know about it here in Wisconsin is important. But we're also trying to always strategize where else do we need to be in the Midwest or across the country, really, that we can draw more awareness and audience from, especially those spaces and places like in Austin that have a lot of those Midwest transplants that feel either kind of know what Summerfest is already or feel that tie back to the Midwest and are interested in Midwest tech things. And so we kind of keep our eye and pulse on that and try to show up at different events nationally where we can, too.
It is amazing. I go to Chicago quite a bit for work, and this year, I'd probably say more so than any other year in the past, people have been asking me in Chicago about Summerfest Tech.
Oh, I love
awesome.
That. That meetings, gives me chills.
In meetings, at dinners, you know, walking around, like, this is a conversation, even in some places big as Chicago.
That's
one,
awesome.
Because they don't have a, I don't think they
cohesive,
have an event like
collective
this.
Event right. like
that. Chicago is so wide that you can't come together as close as we do. So the event benefits not only from the closeness and proximity of the tech ecosystem here in Milwaukee, now it has a broader appeal and is spanning out, and that's just awesome.
And it's free.
Well,
I mean, like that part in itself sets it apart from a lot of tech events.
Plus, you normally in the past have gotten three-day pass.
You still do. Yeah. So, I mean, the merging of a tech conference that I think is growing this big with a huge music festival, I mean, that doesn't exist in the Midwest. And so how do we continue to do that and scale up and still provide that access to the music side? That's important. And then even in future years, like, how do we provide exclusive music access? Those are something, you know, some things we're already thinking about when we talk about 2025, but like, how do we continue to level up with that convergence of tech and music that sets us apart from, you know, you have the Texpos and stuff like that of the world, but there's not that, what I think is a cool fun factor, which is a huge music festival.
There's a lot of untapped potential there. And even tapped potential.
If you register, you show up and get your badge, that's also a 3-day pass to the music festival that weekend. So, like, you can't get more accessible than that. Yeah. And that's a huge part of our mission.
I think the thing I like about that is that it targets people in a different way. Some people want the free music pass. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Some people want the tech. Some people want the food. Let's not kid ourselves. These are tech folks.
No, they love
breakfast, lunch, dinner, and happy hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people want access to the speakers. Some people want the training. I mean, you have to have this
diverse.
But
like the lion's share just want to hang out in the Experience Milwaukee Lounge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even from what Tim...
On the red couch.
Exactly.
On a gorgeous red couch.
What I heard Tim say is a lot of people in Chicago are listening to the podcast because they all know about Summerfest.
Exactly.
What I heard. Yes. So awesome.
This is what it's turned into. Keep growing that reach, guys.
Yes.
It's turned into us applauding ourselves. Yes. We're just patting ourselves on the back.
It's only the Packer fans in Chicago listening to
and taking credit.
That's fine. We'll take it, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't care who you are.
So what, anything new or any twists or how does this program sort of lay out for this year?
I feel like, what are the twists?
Not necessarily twists, but I think as this grows and as it evolves, we try to level up each time. I try to get as much feedback as I can from our partners, from our attendees, to understand what do we do right, what can we improve on. And one of the big pieces was around the content tracks. So we did it sort of based on category of business last year: healthcare, entertainment, tech, ESG, et cetera. People liked that there was some boundaries and some tracking that happened. But when you pick a specific category of business, it tends to feel a little exclusionary. So instead, we've shifted and really started with the audience first. So when we talk about our breakout sessions, which is where we start to segment that audience a little bit more, we want to make sure each audience in the tech ecosystem has something to go to. And so we've done a really, really good job in the past of reaching those decision makers and leaders, and that will still exist. We have done a really good job of supporting some content around entrepreneurship and investment. We'll continue to do that. We added a mentor session, networking program session that went really well last year. We're going to do that again this year around specific topics.
Love it.
And then the kind of additional areas that we're elevating a little bit more is, one is our kind of calling it a tech for good, but it really covers anything around community advocacy, sustainability, that side of tech, the people side of tech, as well as adding a community choice or a community submitted programming session. So we'll have four of those.
Like crowdsourcing?
You can submit your content. We're doing an actual call for content this year.
Without the crowd.
The crowd will vote on it, right? So like the submission process is open now till April 14th. So if you have an idea and you have a session that you want to submit to have, be considered for the community chosen programming sessions.
That's so cool.
We're going to narrow that down to 10, and then the community will vote on those 10, and four of them will get in the program. So, that's a really cool addition.
That's a huge boost for anyone who gets in.
Yeah, and it's a really good engagement piece, right? So one of the things that we always want to do is, how do we connect more with our attendees? Our sponsors and partners do a really good job of that on site. You guys do a good job of grabbing our attendees and getting their sound bites, but I get a lot of requests to speak. And so I wanted to create a way for people to just submit any content that they think is something we should consider. And it allows us to be a little bit more topical and relevant, or pivot a little bit around things that maybe we didn't have space for 3 months ago when we started doing programming.
Right on.
So that's a cool piece. So that's open till March 14th. If you go to summerfest-tech.com, you'll be able to see where you could submit that content. We'll have the pitch competition again. So that submission process is still open. Cool. Also for the
giving
same.
Giving away tons of money.
Yeah, $50,000 again. Seven startups and a hometown winner. And that is in thanks to Molson Coors and Young Enterprising Society. They're helping produce that again. So that submission process is still open till the 14th as well. We made them the same day, make it easy.
Wow.
But I think the biggest thing that we're adding.
Wait, do I have a drum roll?
I hope it's exciting.
The biggest thing is applause.
Yes. The biggest thing is, how do we support the technologists, the programmers, the developers, mm-hmm. the analysts, the engineers. How do
people
we provide
doing the work?
Right. Mm-hmm. And how do
people
we provide
the
them hands on content, whether it's a badge or certification or a project,
like continuing
or
ed kind of
yeah,
a thing for
some
them.
Sort
yeah.
of.
Oh, nice.
So that is we're calling them tech workshops, and that is an entire 8-series breakout session that we're doing for 2 of the days of Summerfest Tech, and that came in part to a lot of conversations that I had not only with Tim, but although other C-suites that I said, how do we get your teams here? I mean, right. Tim has done an amazing job of continually bringing
a lot
his
of leadership
team.
There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The leadership
a lot of
is
up and comers
always there. And it's like,
get
how
that
do we
middle section, right?
Yeah. How do yeah. we get your, the active tech workers here? And they, the biggest piece of feedback was give them like something
them to
yeah. do that. Yeah. I can say, yes, you can take off work and go learn something, learn something. Yeah. In addition to building that cultural piece.
Right.
And so, I mean, Tim can talk about that a little bit more.
The thing I love about that format is because, you know, everyone wants to be upskilled. Everyone wants to be trained. Everyone wants to feel that they're invested in. The reality of sending somebody these days with a plane ticket to a conference and paying thousands of dollars to get trained, that model is out the door.
Out the door.
Correct.
Right.
So this is a perfect model for this area to say, hey, you want to send your employee to a 2.5 to 3 hour session and get certified in some way, shape, or form in AI or cybersecurity or some new relevant
DevOps,
emerging tech.
Yeah.
Who is going to say no to that, right. even if they can drive down there and it's free?
And that C-suite is going to appreciate, right. whether it's a university, a vendor, a partner,
yeah.
that is supplying that content, so much more. And that's the feedback mm-hmm. that I've been getting. And it's good timing.
And well, and it's yeah. the coolest effing conference on tech in anywhere.
Right,
so.
Yeah. right. It definitely... It definitely tries to bring all the different audiences together. And I think that technologist piece was missing in the past outside yeah. of them finding cultural aspects as part of it.
Yeah.
And like I said, Tim has done a really good job of that. And I know that our special guest.
He just walked in. Derek.
He just walked yeah. in. Derek.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. You didn't even need the applause button.
You couldn't have picked a better time because you also.
I sensed it, yes, my
you were also instrumental in bringing some of your team members down, which is an important part.
Yeah.
So how awesome is this? We're sitting here at the Barrel Yard
yeah.
in center field, left center field of AmFam Field, overlooking this wonderful new video board.
I just installed it.
Derek can tell yeah, us about it.
Here, running all these new massive projects for the yeah. Milwaukee Brewers. Welcome.
Well, yeah,
good to be here.
Special
see you all again.
Yeah.
It's been a little while.
It's been a little while.
A couple minutes.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the giant
sure.
board really quick?
Heck yeah.
Derek, what was your involvement in that? Were you back there plugging,
plugging
stuff
I was
in?
Not plugging
like,
stuff
yo,
in yet.
Guys, really a giant board? Come on.
Although it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. It would be.
I've only been up there a couple of times.
Yeah.
What?
Not me.
Yeah.
You do that. I don't want to be
sounds a little scary.
It's been a long, long process.
Yeah.
Almost years in the making, I'll say.
Wow.
To get
okay.
to this point.
I bet.
What we're going to do, who's the provider, all the back-end stuff we're doing. But to come to this point,
yeah.
I mean, literally yesterday, it was the first time they've had video on it, so it's super exciting to see. So,
oh,
good timing.
We came at the wow. exact right time.
It was Tim throwing out the first pitch over and over again.
The famous yeah. first pitch from a game last September.
No big deal.
Which, as you can imagine, how stressful it's been for... when we ripped it all down, sure. the cranes were here, and there was nothing... Yeah.
That panic sense.
Slowly, yes. you know, building it back up.
Like, guys, we got a game soon.
Thing? Steve said he was going to take it, didn't you say?
Sorry.
Yeah, I thought you were putting that up at the
well,
in your backyard.
Told, Derek told me
sure.
I could have it. I don't know.
It's
maybe that was Kenny. Yeah,
I don't know. In the outlot.
Right.
Yeah,
it's already so outdated.
Yeah. What, so, awesome. What an awesome feeling, though,
yeah.
to have that type of investment. This is a company, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The,
yeah,
Brewers,
totally
the
sure.
Brewers are a company. To have that long-term investment in infrastructure and capital improvements
yeah.
for years to come, that's mm-hmm. got to be a great feeling.
It is obviously the quintessential thing we're doing for our fan engagement. Mm. And you know,
totally.
Certainly the center point of everything we do this year.
Yeah.
The behind the scenes and the control room has been a you know the other half of this major project. Upgraded cameras, upgraded slow motion.
The same room you showed me yes. Last year.
Which they gutted. Super stressful.
Oh,
bringing
wow.
it all back in. Probably hundreds of miles of cable they had to
wow.
repull.
But I went up there and asked, Derek, what if I pulled that cord and put it in there?
What if I switch these?
Like
what does that
shut
do?
Down the whole thing.
Can I sit on this table?
Yeah. And Derek immediately went, this was a huge mistake.
Why did I let him in here?
Security. Isn't that your friend?
He's like, oh, God. Exactly.
You must be every capital infrastructure projects vendor, you know, customer of the year.
Yeah.
Right, after this thing.
Ching, 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 ching.
Yeah, seriously, that's a lot. That's a lot of projects.
Of course, everything that has been out there in the public of what we're going to be doing over the next years is really exciting, and already working on all those future ideas.
Job security.
Well, and not to, you know, bring it back to tech, but how does something like Summerfest Tech support what you and your team are doing? Like, what can we do to, I don't know, like, highlight, talk about, like, just give more things back to the technologists that are working on something like a huge video project like this all the time? Like, what sort of content is going to be interesting, relevant, important as you continue?
I think there's some really new... So besides it just being a scoreboard, we are going to introduce a lot of new cool tech.
Fan engagement type tech?
Yeah, so...
Got it.
Fan engagement with your phone, so like... personal broadcaster, and then be able to broadcast that back up to...
I'm going to be able to take my phone sitting in seats F-16.
Well, not you.
Yours is blocked.
That is personalizing.
Identification is blocked.
That's like personalizing the tech. That's
so
awesome.
So we see a future of that.
Yeah.
Besides a scoreboard, we have new wayfinding kiosks that we're deploying.
Oh, nice.
We're doing the new area up in right field, the 3rd Street a market hall, which we're partnered with.
Yeah.
Heard about that.
Awesome. Kudos to Omar.
We're doing a gaming area, so e-gaming area up there.
Oh, cool.
Love it.
My wife will let me do that.
Adults and kids.
Good. Yeah.
Well, and it's like...
For the kids, great. For the adults, even better.
Right. It's such a mix of Adam knocks down the hard infrastructure with the new tech. And I think that's what... You know, I don't want to say gets lost, but we talk about all this like new and emerging software technology and anything around Gen AI and just AI and data in general. But like, there has to be hard infrastructure that exists. I know that's something for tech that we're looking at a panel around, is like, what do buildings and energy have to look like to support a video like this now, right? Like, that didn't exist 2 days ago, really, when it wasn't turned on until 2 days ago. And like, what does it take? We energies to do to now support all this additional technology in an infrastructure.
I think the first time I talked to Derek about this video board, you were talking about the number of wires going out.
Yes.
I mean, so we have one cord that goes from our PC to the wall. Like that video board must have multiple wires like this thing to generate the power. The
size of your neck. Just like
we did add our new right field board, if you haven't seen, of course, which is also powered up.
I saw kind of flicker when I plugged my soundboard. I don't know.
So
you might want to check that out. Yeah.
It is nearly as large as the scoreboard that we took.
The
down.
Original.
Oh,
wow.
Geez.
Wow.
So that's infrastructure from the ground up. So, you know, to your Wii Energies, we had to bring in whole new sub panels.
Yeah.
Oh,
hundreds
sure.
of amps of power. And of course, the whole fiber and back end to signal it. But so that was and the steel to support it. So it was a very large. Project and we had great subcontractors
It seems so silly, but like your Wii Energy's bill is going to go up, right? And so that cost
is not
real.
Going down.
Right. And so
how
when you just think
exactly?
about like all these companies and organizations that are taking more and more energy to leverage data, which is great and important, it's like that all circles back to the consumer or the business at some point too. So it's just, it kind of, I know it's a little meta, but I think about it.
To counteract that, in the last years, we did our stadium lights project, which we converted to LED.
There you go.
So, that did
so you find sustainability.
All the things I'm doing.
Yes. There you go. No, that's
somebody
great, though.
Went
like
up and turned all those
finding that sustainability balance.
Like, I
gotta
save this money. I need a bigger board. Summer interns.
And like, what is that?
Summer interns. LED. Is a lot more efficient than older LED, so that technology does get better.
It is,
and it does draw less, you know, per square foot of space.
Sure.
It is less.
Yeah,
that's a good way to think about how to incorporate sustainability into your efforts too. Then
I think between the Packers' brand new video board and the Brewers' new video board, we might have the two largest video boards in two of three major sports in the state of Wisconsin. I think that's
is that right?
Could be. I will
I definitely will say we have the largest TV in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I don't
know if it's Tim was ready to just like throw out stuff. Yeah. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure this is the
You can see this from space, right?
Yeah, Tim
right.
called Guinness already.
Two pretty large video boards in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. If you want to watch TV. Okay.
Tim knows we don't fact check on the podcast. So he's just like spitting. Yeah. He's just spitting whatever.
That's totally Wisconsin, right? Like,
I'm sure that's
they're kind of okay big. Yeah, that's it.
80-20, guys. 80-20.
Right. That's funny.
So, Derek, what was... you were at Summerfest Tech last year. What was your experience like? Like,
oh,
what'd you love about it? What'd you find? Like, what did people ask you about after you got off stage?
Yeah, it was a great engagement. First, the event was great.
Thank you.
You know, bringing more technologist in the community together, I think, is always a win. So yep. that itself, bringing that group together, is a win. I mean, I met lots of people that continue to have discussions from that those days. So I think that was a huge win. But you know, any chance I get up there with peers and talk about things we're doing and mm-hmm. you know, learn from it. Great event, so yeah. I look forward to it again.
Well, that's why I was saying we're the platform. We're the empty shell
yep.
to be able to highlight things that are going to be interesting and relevant. And I think that's what was cool about particularly that, you know, sports and entertainment
it was
tech
awesome.
Panel is that it was just even interesting to the general public and the fan. And mm-hmm. that's what we
Non-sports
want to encourage is
even.
How do we introduce what we call quote tech, which is such a broad ecosystem term nowadays.
Yeah.
How do we introduce that to more and more people and show them what's possible and how to get into this ecosystem? And you don't have to be the software developer in order to be in the tech mm-hmm. ecosystem anymore. You can just register, sign up for Summerfest Tech, make a friend, and
you're
boom,
in.
Now you're in.
I would be safe to say that I'm sure the three CIOs got a fair amount of new applicants to roles after
oh,
that.
Really? That would
panel.
Be awesome.
Way to look at it. Yes.
yeah.
I mean, yeah, leverage it.
We did have
leverage
a bump in intern applications.
Good.
But at the same time, I'm sure you got a few stalkers as well.
Well, you guys were kind of bombarded after that panel. You had a lot of people really in, which is great. Again, because there's like
it's a good thing.
Yeah, there's a general interest from more than just the heavy technologists. But then they know that they can talk to you guys about that kind of stuff too.
Yeah,
so.
Very approachable.
Not me.
Yeah, and Derek, we have to. We can't let a podcast go by without Adam and I can both say thank you for introducing us to Katie, your daughter, who's been killing
Tim too.
She's great.
So if you see the videos on Instagram,
let's hear it for Katie. TikTok,
that's
all
Katie. Yeah, we're allowed to say
Derek's
that on
daughter.
The
podcast.
Well, I appreciate you guys and Tim for believing in her. And
is she going to be doing some video at Summerfest Tech again?
I'm sure she is.
Well, I'm sure you'll see her there, yeah. In the lounge hanging out.
If she's available. She's at least going to do mine.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If she's available.
We'll be fighting Tim.
Big news on her front. She just committed to Savannah School of Art and Design yesterday.
Oh,
my gosh.
She's so excited.
I just texted her last week. I was like, so what's going on with school? What college are we getting into?
I got the okay that it was okay to tell you guys.
Oh, okay, good.
I was encouraged.
I assume that's not a remote program.
No.
She's moving to Savannah.
No, not
But she'll be back.
Yes.
She'll boomerang back.
The new Savannah Film Studios and their build out and their back lot is incredible.
Damn.
And she's so excited.
Beautiful city.
Wait, Georgia has, don't they have a really good video and film like tax credit? So a lot of stuff is filmed there. And
they sure do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's how I know.
That's how I know.
Such a nerd. Yeah.
Wouldn't have come top of mind.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, no, I really.
Congrats to her. She deserves it.
Yeah. Go, Katie.
That's awesome.
I encourage her to take a
gap. She's on
the
rocket
ship.
Film is showing this week at the art museum.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she won a Silver Key Award.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like 17
years old.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Is this an open event? Can people go to it?
It's a public event for the Scholastic Art Awards, I think it's called.
Nice.
And so her short round.
Thanks,
Stacey.
Cool.
Hashtag proud papa.
Right?
Yeah. Hashtag proud dad.
She's got a lot of announcements today, and she's not even here. I love it.
Her rocket ship started at Summerfest Tech last year.
I think she's been 17 for like 2 years.
Yeah.
We met her. We're like, hey.
She's so unassuming, too. Like, she would not take any of this.
Not at all. Exactly.
Okay, next thing.
Exactly.
Okay,
like, I would have expected her to let us know that. I would have had to, like, ask her specifically,
like, yeah,
hey, this thing at the art museum this weekend, are you in that? I saw your name on the board.
Well, she
is
doesn't want you to go.
She's a little humble.
She probably doesn't.
That's cool, though.
No, she's
mom or dad. Takes that
phenomenal.
Mom or dad.
A little both.
Maybe a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little column A, a little column B.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not what you call an artist or a musician or have any of her talents. So I don't know what it feels like.
Right.
As long as you know video boards, we're good.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Exactly. Don't worry about it, Katie. Cool. Well, are you going to hang out with us for a while?
I can.
Yeah,
I'd like to talk a little bit. So Derek and I are part of a CI group here in the state of Wisconsin. And Lena just got done talking about some of the tech upskilling that we're going to be offering this year. 2 days of workshops and kind of leadership academies and going deep in tech with creds and so on and so forth. And as you and I, being members of this CIO community, it's more and more ammunition for us to go to these other CIOs, of which we have 50 now.
Ooh, nice.
Close to 50 in the state of Wisconsin. Growth has been
is it CIO?
Amazing. That's amazing.
CIO Wisconsin, right?
Wisconsin CIO.
There you go. Yeah.
Derek and I each have huge roles in that organization, and going to a group like that, like, I'm not sure some of the other kind of tech conferences have that avenue or vehicle to go to,
or that relationship.
We have 50 CIOs across companies through the entire state of Wisconsin to go to and say, send your folks to this conference to do this and that over the course of the next 3 days. And although maybe 3 days,
you can't go. Yeah, I mean, you can. It's four technically. You can go to all four.
Yeah,
but most people won't, and that's okay. That's not the point.
Right.
To spend 4 days invested in this, but to find the right content that fits you. I know that I can go to you and say, hey, who on Wisconsin CIO wants to be a mentor in women in tech or in cyber? Because with our mentor sessions, we're always looking for mentors. And so it's a great partnership to have between the two.
And it goes both ways. I mean, just from a selfish perspective, we're looking at things with this organization to give back to our teams. Because there are people who are on those 50 CIO's teams who will eventually be a CIO someday. And wouldn't they love to know about AI, Gen AI, cybersecurity, and so on and so forth. Or they need to be educated on to even talk about it in an interview.
Yeah, exactly. Right. 1,000%.
And the intangible trait that you have as CIO, how do you give back to your community? How do you continue to fuel all of that passion and everything?
So you get better and better people and more driven.
And if you want to be a mentor or a mentee, that's just a whole part of the registration process too. So we have great relationships with Wisconsin CIO and some other C-suite groups for mentors. But as part of the registration, we ask you, do you want to be a mentee around a certain topic? Do you want to be a mentor around a certain topic?
Right.
And just bridging those connections for potential talent in the future or for your own talent to kind of get maybe a perspective on where we're at. We want to help encourage that. So a lot of our registration questions come from the partners we work with to say, how can the data that we're gathering help support what the greater ecosystem's mission is? And mentorship was a huge thing last year.
So I think last year at the time of the conference, we were probably 25, 30 members. We've almost doubled since then.
Yeah.
Like the population to increase is 2x. I fully expect the number of participants in that group to significantly increase from last year. And how awesome is that to me, that's the proudest moment for a CIO, for somebody that you send to a class that you were a part of creating, that you were a part of sponsoring and getting set up, to come back with a cred that they might potentially move into a different job and grow in the career.
Yeah.
Best day ever.
That's cool.
In the life of a CIO.
100%. Nice. Yeah, the value you get from mentoring somebody new and seeing them grow, and then the value the mentee gets too. Mm-hmm. I would have not gotten this information had I not reached out and
you might
tried.
Not even get certified something. Certified in something.
You know what? Let's maybe. Nah. It's going to take a lot of mentoring. Yeah. A lot of mentoring. Like over the shoulder, just tell me what to type kind of mentoring.
We had a great opportunity with IC Stars, who Wisconsin CIO partners with.
Yes.
We're a partner
I'm
as well.
I'm on the advisory board for our wayfinding project that we're doing. They all came in and to help us do a QA session and a reverse demo, from a technology side and use cases and the whole thing. And we had a great session. So it was really, it was an opportunity just as they're closing out their cohort, right before graduation, to see what we're doing and hopefully inspire them for a little bit of future, because it does building a product from the ground up like that required, from a physical standpoint, we're software developers, we have some AI in there and the whole thing, so it really covered the gamut of what we're doing. And they're going to come back after we get mm-hmm. them deployed to see what the final product looks like. So nice. It's great working with them.
Yeah, cool. IC Stars is a great organization. I remember the Meet the Mentees session last year where, mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact topic, but one of the IC Stars members came to the table and actually cried. Telling her story about how she was so impacted and affected by the community and her growth as a part of being here. And she was moved by how she's been able to grow in her career as a result. And that was hugely touching from that perspective.
So. And we became a partner this year with them.
Cool.
Sort of reverse, right? We were always looking for partners for Summerfest Tech, but that was an organization that we knew if there's a way that we can flip it. And one, they have a great outreach in Chicago. So as we try mm-hmm. to go to Chicago, leveraging that relationship, but then supporting locally, I know we're looking to potentially hire an intern or two actually from IC Stars on our IT team and maybe a project management cool. side of things. So
as long as they're not Bears fans, that's fine.
Yeah, I agree. Fair. I concur.
These would be from Milwaukee. As you walk around Summerfest Tech this year, a lot of our volunteers will come from that program too. In kind of what you were saying, and how do we get them introduced and infiltrated into this tech ecosystem here to meet the likes of you guys for potential opportunities in the future? And one way to do that is through volunteering, because then it's a very low, mm-hmm. low barrier of entry to say hi and let me scan your badge, but then also to make those connections. So
let's get on to the event.
Well, when and where is all this shit happening?
Yes. Yeah. So we at Summerfest like to start and end with a party. So the way that we're doing
and
it this year.
And then have a party in the middle too.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of like to party, I think. Yeah. I mean, we like to convene people and have a good time. Yeah. So we are kicking off Monday, June 24th with an opening panel and big networking event. Hopefully we'll have a band and food and drinks at the Summerfest grounds.
I'll be there.
Monday we're not open, but we're going to kind of show off the new Aurora Pavilion right at the midgate there and bring everyone together before the conference kind of starts. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be at Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
Love it.
We were there last year. We'll be there again this year.
Spent a lot of money there last year.
Their construction is done. Wayfinding will be easier.
Is it really done?
The construction that would affect us is done.
Okay, so that's I was just going to say.
I think they're always under construction.
They announced this week that they're building like a whole new.
I was going to say.
But I don't think. That shouldn't affect our event too much, which is great.
Unless you're a gambler.
Which is fine. Then you'll figure it out. But
Tim, specifically.
So that will be your more traditional conference style structure where we'll have a keynote that kicks off the day. And that's when all those breakout sessions targeted to different audiences will happen. We're actually going to take a break over lunch this year. Potawatomi Casino Hotel is 13 restaurants. A lot of them brand new, and we're kind
13
of,
restaurants they have.
Yeah,
there were four.
No, they now have like a food hall and stuff. So
it's awesome. They're brilliant. Those restaurants.
They did a good job.
Amazing.
We're kind of just leaving it up to the attendee to find their own way from a lunch perspective, and or maybe just like take a break, right?
Yeah, you know what? A breather's always good.
I tend to over program because there's just so much good content, but lunch is going to be a break. And so we'll come back and do breakout sessions and we'll end with happy hours on Tuesday and Wednesday, like we always do. The pitch competition will be Wednesday afternoon, which is we'll announce the winners at that happy hour right after.
Awesome.
And then Thursday, the 27th of June, we will end with the networking event at Summerfest.
In my favorite spot.
Rolls right into Summerfest.
Rolls right into Summerfest. Yep. So June 24th through the 27th is the event this year. You can register for free at summerfest-tech.com. And there's so much.
I have 17 registrations.
Which is fine. Bring 17 friends.
We wrote a bot just keeps deleting them.
Unbelievable.
So yeah. I'm not revealing any secrets here, but.
But are you? I'm concerned now.
Swag was a big topic from last year. Don't want to reveal any big secrets, but there's a new swag strategy.
Yes.
Please go on. Great detail.
Swag went nuts last year.
People were stealing the volunteer swag.
I saw that. I saw it.
I know.
Yeah. I saw it.
We were there. We
I may have given
David
it.
David Bogle was wearing it under a sport coat.
He was a volunteer, so that's okay.
But he didn't need five shirts. I don't think.
He didn't need five of them, though.
No, it was... We did a very big brand refresh on Summerfest Tech last year, and it was very well received. We are updating it again. We want to, it's very similar, but just trying to create some new characters, keep it fresh. It has that little retro look, retro vibe, some bright, vibrant colors. And we will be figuring out what does it look like to have some swag available to people if they,
yes,
if they want it. Yes. I mean, I'm not, you know,
they are,
I'm,
going,
okay,
to want it.
Yes.
But we'll definitely do volunteer swag. We do a swag bag. And that's all part of,
and this is available for purchase, correct?
We TBD. TBD. Don't
only
twist my arms.
At the Summerfest or at the airport. Or
the airport. No, it would be, we're working through what
and
it would look like to have some swag available for purchase. That point of sale becomes a little tricky, but yeah, we'll figure
it out. I think
that's
a teaser. So. I think
Lena, we can help.
I just Lena gave a teaser right now.
Yeah, Lena, I think we can help with that.
But the swag,
as a swag,
swag has gone, swag has gone out of control, yeah, and maybe in the future
it should go out of control.
Maybe in the future we'll have some bobblehead swag for Summerfest Tech.
Wow, bobblehead swag!
I'm here. There's talk of a giant TV.
That is like one of the characters, and it's a little AI robot. We added a little antenna to his brain this year, so that could be cute.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the other big hit last year was the texting.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be back. We are looking for a partner for that portion of it.
You know someone.
You're looking. We're right here.
You know someone.
No, I mean,
like right now you're
to
looking?
Help us.
Oh.
Like sponsor. Can, like, right,
it worked out really well. Yes. We'd love to have someone else come in and help us.
Right, yeah.
Is this a good platform to talk about that?
Yeah. Can we talk about other people?
And that's part of the registration. If you register now, we do ask, you can throw your phone number in there right now.
Yeah.
Where I thought about it ahead
good
of time.
Idea.
And I said, if you're interested, that's how we're going to do a lot of updates. So as any event person knows, there's always changes. There's always updates. There's always edits. And so to be able to communicate to people in real time what the changes are, and also ahead of time, like what is some new programming we're adding, what is a way to buy swag, what is some things
well,
to not
remind
miss
them to get their asses to the next thing, right?
Yes, yeah, to really help with that.
And on the flip side, they
don't have to download an app.
No,
they,
right,
they ask us questions back. Where do I find this?
Perfect.
How do I get here?
Yeah.
Who's doing this?
Yeah.
And we can respond.
It's an on-demand way
so
to engage with some information, as well as our volunteers.
So has the registration page changed? I filled it out. Actually, I was a customer of Summerfest Tech. I filled out my own
good
registration.
Good job. Everyone has to register.
And there was a few more personal questions there that I filled this year than had been
favorite
in
color?
Past.
I don't know that it changed too much from last year. One of the things that we...
How much do you make?
Wait.
Oh, we did not ask height and weight. But we are trying to...
Well, I offered it up anyway, so...
We are trying to understand the demographics. Like as a free event, really focused on bringing together the entire community, we do want to make sure that the entire community is represented. And so if there's ways that we can help identify that, if there's ways that we can understand who our audience is a little bit better, it's not to use it in any nefarious way. For us, it's more so to make sure that we are servicing them, that
it's
we're providing
tailored
content, and that we're really being a free event for the entire ecosystem. I don't even want to say community because this event is growing, you know, outside of just the Milwaukee region, but it's how do we make sure we're representing everyone?
Right on.
So,
Lena, back to the texting thing. If someone is listening to this and they're like, I want to sponsor that.
Oh, sure.
How do they do that?
Yes, well.
Or if they want to sponsor the event.
It's just summerfesttech@summerfest.com. So that is the...
We'll never find her from that.
I'm the one that
it
checks
that.
It goes
into that. A black hole in
although
box.
Although I probably have like a few emails in there. It's been a minute since I've checked it. But
I don't think we'll have an issue based on last year. The response from that thing was huge and positive. I don't think we'll have an issue.
But we
also just don't want to close any doors.
Yes, we're always looking for additional partners. We have a lot of both programming and experiences that you can partner. One of the things that we continue to do is record the content, and even our main sessions, anything in our main room is accessible live.
Yeah.
So that talking about reducing barriers of entry, like even if you can't make it in person or you're in Texas, which was our third highest registered state, which is crazy. You can still access the content. You can still access the community. And that's an important piece that we will continue to be part of it. And that is sponsorable, right? There's a ton of like experiences that are sponsorable too. So.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Well, you're all past your time limit.
No, that's, I was wondering.
So we got to go.
Oh, we're good.
No.
Thank you to our special guests, right? Our special guest who...
Thank you for inviting
me. Who arrived.
Derek, thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Glad to be here too. unplanned, total surprise.
Yeah,
and, right. Yeah, just happened to wander by, and we're like, "Come on over,
pal." We're in his second home,
we're
right?
In so, AmFam
yeah,
too.
We are, yeah. We are, we are.
And thanks for coming to my office.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The you're right. Yard.
Yeah.
One shout out to Chelsea, who runs marketing for all the food service stuff here.
Chelsea,
yeah, thank you, Chelsea. Yeah.
She comped the room,
oh,
and
that's nice.
And Caitlin, you want to come on?
Yes.
You want to get on here? Yeah, come on over.
We have
a sponsor of
introduce yourself of
the event. So
couldn't do it without you.
Who the heck are you? And
feel free
to
become a Summerfest Tech sponsor too.
Yeah, working on it. I am Caitlin. I am lead account manager at Calabra. We're a digital talent solutions company. We are here in Milwaukee and also domestically and globally.
Tight.
Fulfill all your needs.
Jeez, just like Summerfest Tech.
And they,
it's
perfect. Yeah,
it's cute. It's cute.
They graciously,
it's the alcohol.
They graciously sponsored all of this stuff here. Where all the shenanigans.
Yes,
today.
Thank you.
It's awesome. All right. Well, we got to go.
Do we?
We don't have to leave the space. We just got to get off recording.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
So I'm sure we will have at least one more podcast before Summerfest Tech. So.
Tim wants to reach number. He wants to reach double digits by.
If we do it a little bit closer, we'll have a lot more content on the programming.
A few more guest speakers that we're not going to announce on this podcast.
Ooh. I mean, I'll take it.
Okay.
I love to be on this.
Let's leave on that sexy note. Yeah. All right. All right. See you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Sexy. Derek, Tim, Lena, Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Summerfest Tech 2024.